Welcome back here. Hour number three on this Thursday of X's and Bros, the 29th day of October 2020. Welcome you all back. Danica Haydlin, Ryan Elke in the Motor City studio. Anthony Bellino here in the radio bunker. Joining us on the Auto Value guest line right now, our good friend Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Find him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. His website, ParamountSports.com, or call 800-400-9741 and win big today. Lee, I'm ready for our weekend winners, my man. How are you today?
I'm good. I was just wondering, just thinking this. Who would you say is the most beloved Lions quarterback in the history of the franchise? Or one, two, and three?
Oh, man, we don't love anybody, to be honest with you. Like, we have the best quarterback in franchise history right now, and people, like, half the fan base doesn't like him. It's the strangest thing ever.
Yeah, I mean, does anyone walk around like an Eric Kippel jersey or Gary Danielson?
You'll see a Charlie Batch once in a while.
You'll see a Charlie Batch.
Wow.
Uh-huh. You'll see that, and you'll see Scott Mitchell. You know, people have great fond memories of Scott Mitchell, even though they overinflate what his record actually was.
Right. Did he have a winning record?
1 year he did. I think 3 years as a starter. Like, 1 year he won like 9 games or 10
right.
games or something.
That. Yeah, I remember that.
Those are the days.
Yeah. All right.
How are you, partner? You doing all right?
I'm doing great. I mean, actually, I did have Atlanta. I'm not going to lie. As one of my selections for my clients. Last week, it was a good week. It would have been a great week if Atlanta would have held on. So your Lions cost me.
Oh, sorry to hear that. So I went with my heart over my head, as I do every week, with the Honolulu Blue and Silver. And our good buddy Ryan in the studio, he has picked Dallas every single week. And now he has made it his mission to continue to make sure he is going to fall on the sword for humanity to make sure the Cowboys continue to lose by committing to picking them again this week.
Wow. Yeah, they haven't covered yet.
No, 0-7 against the spread. It's simply incredible. Let's get to our games of the week. We're going to start on the college football side. The Purdue Boilermakers, 7-point favorites against Illinois. Illinois got thumped last week. Purdue kind of looking like maybe Jeff Brohm actually has something cooking over there.
Maybe definitely improved. And I thought the game was poorly officiated. I thought that they were holding Purdue's offensive line, holding Iowa almost all game long, very few calls there. So I thought that benefited them, but good play calling. They played within themselves. The theme that I think we're going to see in the Big Ten is maybe a little bit of an overreaction if your team played well the first week, and teams, remember, improved the most from the first to the second week. I'm not saying Illinois is really good, but, you know, they have a decent quarterback in Peters. Got a kid from Miami, Brian Hightower, a couple other good receivers, and I just think that Illinois is going to keep this game close. I have Purdue winning the game 35-30, but I'll take Illinois in the 7 here.
Wow, taking the points. All right. There's the Peters connection there with Michigan as well. Game number two, Ohio State, a 12-point favorite against Penn State. That number seems a little large, but I didn't expect to see Penn State play as poorly as they did and then get beat last week. That was a shocker.
Well, let's remember one thing. They did move up and down the field. They outstated Indiana 488-211. So it wasn't like, maybe the team that lost might have been the better team. They actually held the ball for over 40 of the 60 minutes. Ohio State blistered Nebraska, but the Cornhuskers have absolutely no defense. Justin Fields is dynamic, but I'm not so sure yet on their defense. You know, they only had 4 starters returning. There were some really good moments in that game for Nebraska's offense, and James Franklin may make some bonehead decisions late in games, but he usually can prepare his team, and they usually execute to a certain level. I think they can keep the game within 2 touchdowns here. Remember this, the last 3 times these two teams played, Ohio State's won by 11, 1, and 1 point. I have Ohio State winning 38-28, but I'll take the 12.5-13 in Penn State here.
All right, that's a cover for the Nittany Lions at Beaver Stadium, 7:30 on ABC Saturday night. The big one, the battle for Paul Bunyan in the big house, the Michigan Wolverines just thumping Minnesota. Oh, it was glorious to see, Lee. It was a great weekend for somebody like me. Michigan State, on the other hand.
Something that happened in the game, and mm-hmm. I didn't even think it would be this big of a drop-off. Minnesota lost their offensive coordinator. I didn't see, you know, once they got down, I thought the play calling was poor. They're going with Matt Simon and Mike Samford, if you remember him. He was at Utah State before that. They had a horrible year last year on offense, and he was the head coach for 2 years at Western Kentucky. I mean, he practically drove that program down to the ground. So I just think that Michigan played well. They executed. I think Joe Milton's going to be a really good quarterback, and I thought the play calling was good. Michigan State's offense, absolutely nothing special. We realize that, but they're not going to turn the ball over seven times again. Rocky Lombardi actually did throw for 319 in the game. I think he's serviceable. Michigan State's actually 10-2 against the spread in the series. I think the line's elevated because of the Michigan blowout and the Michigan State up being upset at home to Rutgers. I have Michigan winning 38-17, but I'm going to take the 25.5 here in Michigan State.
All right, let's go over to the to the NFL side of things. Baltimore in Pittsburgh. This is a monstrous game in the AFC North. It should be Sunday Night Football. Don't even get me started on them forcing the NFC East down our throats 24-7. Yeah. I love this football game. A real slobber knocker for those at M&T Bank Stadium. Who do you like in this one between the undefeated Steelers and the one-loss Ravens?
Wow. I mean, this is the game that everyone's waiting for. I mean, this is the game of the week. It's not even close. The question here is, can Baltimore's offense beat the Pittsburgh D? And can Pittsburgh slow down Lamar? I mean, even though Lamar has not been at his best, they're still the number one scoring offense. They're now also 23-0 when leading in halftime under Jackson. So he's now 24-4 as a starter. They've run for at least 100 yards in 29 consecutive games. I just think it's a different type of opponent that Pittsburgh's played the last 2 weeks, and I think Baltimore's waiting for him coming off the bye week. I like Baltimore here. I think they win this game 40-34.
40-34. There you have it. That'd be a fun high-scoring game right there. Yep. The Detroit Lions and the Indianapolis Colts. Colts come in at 4-2. Lions got their second consecutive win, albeit against a team with only one victory on their record. But the Colts are actually going to be a road favorite in Ford Field on Sunday.
Well, I mean, no surprise. I mean, we're going to call this the Jim Caldwell Bowl because he was with the Colts from 09 to 11 and the Lions from 14 to 17. Lions 500 now. I mean, they win this game and things are rolling here. But here's the problem. The Lions defense is still just kind of middle of the road here. If you look at all the stats, and usually statistics tell the tale of what a team's all about. The Colts defense, top six in almost every single unit. So, I just think Indy's starting to put it together. You know, they got an offense here. They spread the ball around to both receivers and tight ends. I just think that Kenny Golladay and also DeAndre Swift need to keep going, but I think Indianapolis is probably the right side. They'll probably make one more big play than Detroit. I have them winning this game here 28-20.
Oh, that's not what I like to hear. Our game of the week, the Iowa Hawkeyes against the Northwestern Wildcats. So going back into the Big Ten for the game of the week.
Yeah, interesting game here. Here you have a game where, Iowa coming off a loss. Most people were a little shocked there. And now you have Northwestern, new offensive coordinator, Mike Bajakian. A lot of people don't know the name, but he was with Boston College for a year, did a good job last year, used to be with Tampa Bay. They get Peyton Ramsey from Indiana, quarterback Isaiah Bowser's healthy again, and got a tight end from down here at FAU, John Rain. That's going to be new tight end U. They had a kid that was drafted by Cleveland playing a lot. So should be a fun game here, a lot on the line. You want to get that game? Just call 800-400-9741. We've now won 7 out of 8 weeks this year. It's like going to a bank, going to the ATM. You can collect almost every single week. You want to hop on board, you can get the rest, not of November, we call it Dovember, through Monday, November 30th, just $297. Works up to less than $60 a week on my phone service. Or you want to try us this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 9 games combined, Saturday and Sunday, just $97. It's available right now. ParamountSports.com.
He's Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, at Paramount Sports on Twitter, 800-497-41. Lee, my friend, as always, thank you so much for your time this morning, my man. We greatly appreciate you.
Okay, you too. Take care.
All right, there he goes, Lee Sterling. We're back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Delightfully devilish deals are just around the corner when you shop at Meijer. Buy five and save $5 instantly when you mix or match Halloween favorites like Hershey's snack-sized bagged candy, just $2.79 each. Lay's potato chips, just $1.99. Plus, save 40% on Halloween costumes. And enjoy free Meijer pickup on orders of $50 or more. Visit Meijer.com to get started. Don't wait. Enjoy the spooky savings while they last at your local Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Home air quality has always been important. These days, even more so. That's why your local Root dealer is offering you a free healthy home analysis. We'll inspect your current system to make sure it's running properly and keeping your family as safe as possible. Healthy air is important for having a healthy family. Call your local Root dealer today and schedule a free healthy home analysis. To find your local dealer, visit Root.com. That's R-U-U-D.com. Rely on Root.
Huge here for my friends at DraftKings. Now, there's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. And to add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes that are up for grabs. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, do it. Download the DraftKings daily fantasy app and remember that promo code HUGE for your shot at millions of dollars in prizes. Like I said, for a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on all the action. Enter code HUGE to get that free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code HUGE only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Download that DraftKings Daily Fantasy app now and remember promo code HUGE.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke in our Motor City studio. I'm Anthony Bellino, company from the Radio Bunker. Frank Argano holding things down for us in our Glass City studios. We welcome you back. Really excited to talk to Javon Ringer, the former Michigan State All-American, former Tennessee Titan. He's going to join us to talk about Rivalry Week and the 24.5. At least Early is not buying it for Paramount Sports. He thinks that spread is too much. And I've been going back and forth on this a lot because I was asked, I believe Dan, was it Dan or was it Kyle Barlow that had asked me, would you put your mortgage on this?
Kyle.
It was Kyle, okay. And I was thinking back to that statement. I'm like, man, 24.5, that is a whole hell of a lot of points. A lot. And it's kind of like, all right, well, you know, I need 3 touchdowns and a field goal or more, so basically 4 touchdowns. I was like, man, that would be really tough to do. And then I go back to last year's game, and it was like, that was a 34-point spread there. Not the actual spread itself, but I'm talking about the difference, 44-10. The difference in that ball game. You know, Shea Patterson, I wasn't anywhere nearly as high on Shea as I was, or I am currently on Joe Milton. I thought that Brian Lewerke, Elijah Collins, those guys were going to be better. And so if you would have told me last year, I said, yeah, I'll take Michigan State to cover. This year, it feels almost like, I mean, you move the football, they won't turn it over 7 times. They might not turn over 7 times, but even if they cut that number in half and turn over 3 times, your odds of winning a football game are going to be tough. But to cover, man, I don't know. I'm having a lot of trouble. Now, the more I think about this, the more I'm like, 24.5 might not be enough based on what we saw in week 1. And that's crazy to say out loud. Nobody expects Michigan State to even be in this ball game. Wild to me. Our friend Adam Rittenberg, friend of the show. I always like to drop that in for people that like to come on and hang out with us and talk a little football. He was just tweeting basically about what we were talking about earlier. The most precious commodity of this football season is flexibility. The Big Ten lost it August 11th. Why wasn't there more of a desire within the league to simply pause and push back the initial start date 3 to 4 weeks? That's why we are where we are. And I could not agree more. He is 100% correct. because what's happening with Wisconsin right now, it's going to happen. A 21-day quarantine period seems excessive. You know, especially when I'm reading that report that Chris Solari was tweeting about, friend of the show, about how, like, hey, the mitochondriitis thing. What the hell is that thing called?
Mitochondria?
Mitochondria. That's not it. Mitochondria is like...
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the heart condition.
I did not see Chris Solari's tweet.
I'm talking about the heart condition. What's the COVID-related heart condition? What do they call that?
I can't remember at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. I should have went to med school. I knew it. That's who you want operating on you. This guy right here. Oh, you're a Spartan fan? You got to go down the hall. Two doors on the left. But, no, I mean...
Like, how do you want your liver cut? Yeah. Do you want a T-bone?
Hello, children. Yeah, how do you want this liver sliced up, you kid? You going to fry this with some onions? The worst meal ever, liver and onions. When I was a kid, I used to just take the liver and just put it in my pocket and then walk out on recess and just drop it on the playground. I wouldn't eat that. I wouldn't
Your parents sent liver and onions to school with you?
No, that's what we had to eat, liver and onions, bro.
That was the school cafeteria?
Yeah. These
You're joking.
Ah, liver and onions, bro.
You're only 3 years older than me, 2 years older than Ryan. We don't believe you.
You
didn't go to school in 1952, okay?
Hey, times are tough, bro. Times are tough. Liver and onions. All of our listeners know about that.
You also went to Catholic school.
That was, yeah, that's a staple. You kidding me? It's cheap. Beef liver's cheap. The church got to save all their money that they're not spending on paying taxes or anything. They got to save that, buy some gold chalices or whatever. But anyways, outside of the, you know, them getting away with tax evasion. The idea that what Chris was tweeting about with the heart condition that's related to COVID-19, they're seeing that in less than 1%. And it's so minuscule of that long term. The biggest fear, remember the Penn State doctor came out, was like, everybody's going to end up with a heart condition. It's like, oh my goodness, wait a minute. And they're like, yeah, that story's not really real. Like, well, that's some bad data right there. Getting accurate data, having a real understanding of what we're dealing with, getting some questions answered. Like, these are all things that the general public here in this country, these are all things we want to know. But when you have that heart condition that is allegedly tied to COVID-19, when that isn't when that's not coming up as a massive problem, or we're not seeing a consistency in that, that's a positive. For guys that are, you know, a lot of people are asymptomatic. Like, they have it, they don't know they have it, and it kind of, you know, it just kind of is what it is. Like, you know, you got to sit out the quarantine period. I think that might be a little, you know, 21 days. You know, how did it jump from 10 to 21? Whose fault is that? Or who's responsible for that is maybe a better question to ask.
Now, we know this won't happen, but what should happen is that with this new information, shouldn't the Big Ten come out and readjust how many days students are quarantined after a positive test?
Absolutely.
Because their rationale behind it, which is fine that they created this reasoning of 21 days, like, hey, we want to do extra testing for this myocarditis, I believe is what it is.
The myocarditis, you're right.
Yeah. Like, we want to do extra testing for this condition to make sure our student athletes don't develop it, because we don't know a lot about it, and it can be prevalent in these athletes. We just want to make sure it's not. Now studies are showing, like, 1% of positive tests are coming up with this issue.
Quote, the vast majority of athletes are falling into the asymptomatic and mildly symptomatic group. The yield and events of heart abnormalities are small based on the limited outcome data. Very, very small. That's what was said in an interview on Monday. We are seeing that in the NCAA and also in professional sports. According to the data, he estimates that well less than 1% of COVID positive athletes who experience mild or no symptoms are showing cardiac issues such as myocarditis and inflammation of the heart found in some of our post-virus patients. Out of hundreds of college athletes, doctors are finding heart abnormalities in the single digits, quote, if we're finding them at all.
Right, so the Big Ten should realistically, they should come out and say, all right, we can change it from 21 days to 14 days. If you're showing symptoms, then maybe you need to quarantine for 21 days and we can do this extra testing. If you're asymptomatic, 14 days. Like, you can throw in that caveat now because we're finding more information. And what are we supposed to do with new information? We're supposed to adapt and change.
You would think so, but that you know, halftime adjustments can be very tough to make. I do feel that we want to be as accurate and as responsible about all of this as possible. And no matter what happens this year, next year, 5 years from now, we will have learned, either positive or negative, what we did right, what we did wrong in this process for whatever comes next. The heart abnormality is an issue, right? If I don't see something on CNN with like a flu ticker to how many people have the flu and how many deaths the flu has caused, right? If I don't see the data coming in on this regularly, what have we done to our society, much less our sports? It's very, very interesting. And it doesn't matter. I wear my mask, worked at the store yesterday, gloves, mask, sanitized the hell out of everything. It is what it is. I go to, wherever you go out, you got your keys, got your phone, got your wallet, got your mask. It's now become a part of our everyday lives. Will you continue to wear your mask after we're in the quote unquote all clear? I don't know. When is that all clear going to be? Is there going to be a mandatory vaccine? If you get vaccinated, is there going to be like a number or like a check mark put on your license? You can't go to school without the measles vaccine, right? So, it seems like,
There's a lot of vaccines you need to get into schools that you need to show proof of.
Right. And it's like, okay, is this just another one of those? And if so, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but hey, the Big Ten, back to the point of the story, is the Big Ten, we're getting new data. They need to adjust what they're doing, because with Wisconsin getting a no contest, it doesn't, for me, Wisconsin wasn't going to make the college football playoff anyways. They're going to take an L at some point. I don't think they're that good. But if this happens to Ohio State, you're going to have a whole different conversation. Kevin Warren's going to be on blast once again. Speaking of Big Ten football, let's talk Michigan, Michigan State, the rivalry, the battle for Bunyan. Javon Ringer joins us next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your auto value. Hard store, where service is the difference. We get it.
This month, True Fuel Premixed Oil is just $5.99. Perfect Stop .4 brake fluid for just $3.49. And if it's time for new shocks and struts, then it's time for Monroe. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code FALL15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Delightfully devilish deals are just around the corner when you shop at Meijer. Buy five and save $5 instantly when you mix or match Halloween favorites like Hershey's snack-sized bagged candy, just $2.79 each. Lay's potato chips, just $1.99. Plus, save 40% on Halloween costumes and enjoy free Meijer pickup on orders of $50 or more. Visit Meijer.com to get started. Don't wait. Enjoy the spooky savings while they last at your local Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Huge here for my friends at DraftKings. Now there's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. And to add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes that are up for grabs. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, do it. Download the DraftKings daily fantasy app and remember that promo code HUGE for your shot at millions of dollars in prizes. Like I said, for a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on all the action. Enter code HUGE to get that free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code HUGE, only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Download that DraftKings Daily Fantasy app now, and remember promo code HUGE.